This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Post Malone, I'll take my Pearl Jam. How about that?
Fair trade?
Yeah.
I don't know. You think you probably won?
Yeah, I think so. Let's give Post Malone a few more years, maybe.
Okay.
Hey, it's The Drive. I'm Lante. He's Derek Piper. I've had the chance in the past at Cardinals Caravans to meet and visit with Al Hrabowski, former Cardinals player, of course, former major leaguer, and, of course, Cardinals broadcaster. And right now, Al is joining us on the phone. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very good.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us, Al.
Well, that's my pleasure. One of the radio affiliates and everything else. So, you know, it's a little early for talk about Cardinal baseball, but in my mind, it never's too early.
Amen to that, Al. Amen to that. In fact, it's not too late to look back a little bit. How about that run in the second half of the season? Come back, win the division, get the sweep at Wrigley Field, which is so improbable. Then you knock off the Braves, you get all the way to the NLCS, and I think at the time you're kind of scuffling because you're thinking, how about these Nationals? But, man, you look at them now, they're two up in this World Series. I mean, what a run by Mike Schilt and that Cardinals team at the end of the year.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and Cardinals were back in the postseason where they belong after missing for 3 years. But I think it leaves a sour taste in everybody's mouth how the season ended, you know, getting swept by the Nationals. But I think we're seeing now that just how hot that team was. And, you know, I don't know, won 8 or 9 games in postseason in succession, and they've won 20 of the last 22 games. So they're peaking at the right time. But it was a little frustrating because we did play them late in September, and we beat both Scherzer and Strasburg, so you felt like we were comfortable facing them, the Nationals, in the LCS. But the one thing that the offense didn't show up.
Al, the peek into the offseason, a couple things to feel good about. Getting to the NLCS, you have a certified ace in Jack Flaherty. Some decisions to be made, though. Marcell Ozuna, the outfield, third base. How do you feel overall about the Cardinals going into the offseason and any specific areas that need to be addressed in your mind?
Well, obviously, the offense all season long was so inconsistent. You know, 49 times they scored 2 runs or less. And that's just way too much. You know, we had a lot of good hitters that didn't live up to their, you know, their standards. We really had trouble with a runner at third base and less than 2 outs, bringing him home. So I think you do have to address the offense. And it's going to be really interesting because by most indications that they'll give a qualifying offer to Ozuna, but they'll allow him to become a free agent. Who's going to replace those 30 home runs and, you know, 90 RBIs? You know, but I can see the possibility that you'd have 3 brand new outfielders next year. I don't think you can go in saying Bader is guaranteed the center field job. And Fowler, who did have a career high in home runs and RBIs, was still a low batting average. And you know, his on-base percentage wasn't as high as you'd like, even though the team did start gelling when they put him in the leadoff spot. So, you know, it looks like they're, you know, they believe that Edmund is a everyday player, but not at one position. He'd probably be playing 4 different positions and playing nearly every day. So, you know, with the re-signing of Carpenter, you know, you've kind of boxed yourselves in. Say if you had an Anthony Rendon was out in the free agent market, that would look awful attractive in the Cardinals lineup.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then looking at the rotation, first of all, I want to ask you, how spectacular was that, what Waino did in the postseason, and to be able to be that reliable? I think he made 31 starts, and how special was that for you to see? And then can you count on him to do it again?
Well, I'm sure he's coming back. And the one thing you know about Adam Wainwright is he's a real professional. So if he's not pulling his own weight and he's not pitching according to his standards, I'm sure he would walk away. I'm more than confident the Cardinals are going to offer him another incentive-laden contract, and I'm sure he'll sign it because you don't really want him to go play for another ball club. He's going to be a Cardinal Hall of Famer, And so you want him to retire, you know, with only playing with the Cardinals at the major league level. You know, prior to his last start, he had a 2.08 ERA at home and then a 6 ERA on the road. So he's got to, you know, be more consistent on the road. But, you know, he was remarkable in how well he pitched. You know, I never worry about Adam Wainwright because, you know, he is such a professional.
Such an honor to have Al Hrabowski on. And Al, I have to apologize. I'm glad you're not here with me because the mad Hungarian could get really mad at me because I had a wrong button pushed. And you were being a professional earlier, hearing back and forth, but you handled it like a pro. Hey, I wanted to ask you about the Ross situation with the Cubs. They named David Ross their new manager. What do you think of that move in Chicago?
First of all, I don't know who you're talking about. Who's the new manager?
I love it. I set myself up for that, didn't I?
You know, first of all, what would you be worrying? You know, we're talking about winning baseball. Why would we want to talk about something that's, you know, sorry and pathetic?
Yes!
I mean, you know, those little teddy bears up there, you know, they had a little fight in them for a while, but, you know, come on, they're back to normal. They're, you know, they're showing how strong they are as they hold up the entire league.
I love it, man. That's exactly what I wanted when I asked that question. That is fantastic. Can I ask you about Dylan Carlson in that outfield? I know that's a young man. Lane Thomas last year, I know you, maybe he was maybe on a caravan that you were on, but,
yes, sir.
But those two guys are two outfielders of the future. I know Lane, you know, had some injuries last year, but when you look at the stats he did over just a small little portion, they look very impressive. And then you got a guy like Dylan Carlson. How much have you been able to see them? How much do you know about them? And what should Cardinals fans know about those two as we get ready to see them here in the near future?
Well, I got to tell you, I do know Lane Thomas more.
Okay.
And you're right. I had him on the caravan and was very impressed with him. Really a very, very likable young man. And before I went on the Cardinal caravan with him, I talked to the guys in the minor leagues, and I said, tell me about Lane Thomas. And they said, well, he's not Bader, but he's as close as can be. And then,
yep.
You know, and then they got, you know, in 2018, he hit 27 home runs and 88 RBIs. And, you know, and we got a little glimpse of him up here, you know, and had three home runs in a brief period of time, hit 300. I didn't see the defense that I was expecting, but it was such a small sample size, and then he got hurt, and, you know, and the season was ended. But, you know, he's going to be one of those guys that is going to be competing with Bader. Dylan Carlson, you know, is 20 years of age. He was the Texas League Player of the Year, switch hitter. And talking with Jim Edmonds, and I was saying, well, who's going to replace Ozuna? And he goes, Dylan Carlson.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's an awful big shoes to fill for such a young player, but they think he is very, very special and obviously the biggest prospect in the organization. So whether it's at the beginning of the season, at some point he's going to make his debut with the Cardinals next year. And when Jim Edmonds is pretty good sounding board, knows a lot about hitters. He's got a pretty good chance where he's really in this kid's favor. So I'm anxious to see more of him.
Amen.
Last one for you, Al. I know that in August, there's no manager you'd rather have in baseball than Mike Schilt, and he actually did pretty darn good in September as well.
No doubt.
So 1.5 years in, where are you at with him? How impressed have you been with him, and what do you think?
Well, I think it's remarkable. You know, he's very impressive in the fact that he's such an excellent communicator, and he really has the respect of his team. They love playing for him. They want to play hard for him. He's got a very knowledgeable and hardworking staff. So there's no excuses from Mike Shields' standpoint. And like I said, the players enjoy playing for him, and that's a big plus right there. But he's very impressive. You know, he's not afraid to call Tony La Russa every day and ask for advice. You know, he listens to what Whitey Herzog has to say. Guys that have been around and can offer him. And I'm just saying he takes all that information, digests it, what he feels can help him as a manager. He'll use other things. Maybe it doesn't, pique his interest. But I've been impressed with the fact that he's trying to get all the information he possibly can to help him become a better manager, and I think that's a real plus.
Al Hrabowski, it is wonderful having you on and wonderful having you in Central Illinois again. I know that the fans love it when you come up on the caravan, so hopefully you'll be able to do that again. You're always one of the favorites. Can't thank
you. And I just hope we get, you know, a couple of these Cub fans will come out here and challenge me a little bit, because, you know, that happy pill I took this morning is starting to wear off, so I could get a little mean tonight.
I love it, man. Hey, we'll just let them know where you're at, man. There we go, right?
Oh, well, I'm right here at Knights of Columbus. Come on down.
This is Al Hrabowski. Al, I think you're going to pass the phone to Dick Zitzman. Is that correct?
I'm passing to Dick Zitzman.
Yes, I
am.
Okay. Al, thank you so much.
Joey wants to know where his 50 bucks is.
That's coming.
Now
just tell him.
100.
Oh, great.
Hi, this is Dick Zitzman.
Hey, Dick, how are you, sir?
Good. Your name is?
My name is Lon, L-O-N. I've got to spell it because everybody calls me Ron. You also have Derek Piper on with you, so Lon Tay and Derek Piper.
All right.
And let me,
Derek, how are you?
Yeah, good, Dick. Let me introduce a little bit to you, to our listeners. You were the agent for not only Stan Musial, but also Bob Gibson, also Lou Brock. That's a pretty nice list of clientele you've got there.
Yeah, they're all great guys. I sure miss Stan, and of course Red was a client of mine as well. I miss both of them dearly, and great guys to deal with, and just a pleasure, actually. And of course, Lou and Bob, equally good guys, and they're still active and getting out, seeing the fans, and they're just wonderful ambassadors for the Cardinals. They really are.
Oh, no, there's no doubt. And Dick, I can't help but think, as I'm thinking about this, you being an agent, you know, I believe now retired, correct?
Who, myself?
Yes.
No, I'm not retired.
Oh, not retired. Okay. I was going to say, can you imagine having Stan Musial right now in today's day and age and being the agent for Stan Musial today? That'd be fun.
Yeah, it was. I was for 25 years prior to his passing, so I got to enjoy a great period of my life and my career. It was a dream come true for a guy who loves baseball.
What was Stan like? I know he was unbelievable. Everybody says he was one of the nicest people. I had the honor of visiting with Stan one home opener when I was doing television. But it's hard to argue that he's maybe one of the nicest gentlemen you would have ever met. I know he passed away, obviously, but off the field as well, but also on the field. Guys loved him, right? The players.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they really did. You know, there's a little trivia questioners, which speaks to Stan's congeniality, is the fact there's only been two Hall of Famers in the history of the game that have never been thrown out of a game. Of course, one is Stan and the other is Harmon Killebrew.
Wow.
But, you know, there's a reason behind that. And Stan's just on the field, like you said, and off. He was just a joy to be with. I miss him every day. And
yeah, I bet.
Think of him. And yeah, just a great guy. He was a very regular guy. That's what made him so special to me. You know, as big of a star as he was, he didn't mean a whole lot to him. Truthfully, he just loved to be around people. Loved it.
Very cool.
Nick, you're not retired yet, so you clearly know the landscape as an agent now versus back then. How have things changed being a sports agent in today's age versus prior?
Well, the biggest difference is, you know, social media has changed the business quite a bit. Some good, some not so good, but that's been a major change. And there's, you know, the media has changed significantly in the past, in general, has in the past 15 years, 20 years. That you know, the athletes are in the limelight, you know, 24/7. You know, with today's world. And you know, again, most of the time that's good. A few times it's not, but generally,
sure.
You know, that's a good thing, I think.
Dick Zitzman, it's very nice. I know you guys are at an event, and we don't want to tie you up any longer. It was a great pleasure to visit with you and also Al Hrabowski. So, Dick, thank you so much, and appreciate your time.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good evening.
You too, buddy. That is Dick Zitzman. He, current agent. I'm sorry. I feel bad that I said that to Dick. Asked if he was retired. I'm eating crow here, but I assumed if you were the agent for Stan Musial for so many years, I thought maybe by then you would have retired. But
no, he's still saying, show me the money, Jerry Maguire.
Cash, baby. I love it. How about that, though, for a clientele? Red Shandies, Stan Musial, Bob Gibson, Lou Brock. Dick pretty much just had the market on all the studs in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty much what it was. That's incredible. Al Raboski, I knew leading into the Ross question where that was going to go.
I didn't, actually.
Oh, man. This is the unfair advantage I had over you. I was able to interview him at the Cardinals Caravan, and I think I've done it twice. And every time I've interviewed Al, and every time I've brought up the rest of the NL Central, including the Cubs, then it just absolutely leads him down a funny rabbit hole. And I would like to say that he's just joking, but he's not. He does not like the Cubs.
I loved it. I don't know if Trevor did, but I loved it.
Trevor kind of gave me a look like, what's he doing? It was great to talk to Al Raboski. No doubt, former Cardinals hurler, still does. I know he's pretty much now just studio for Fox Sports Midwest and the Cardinals telecast, but great to have those guys. I know they're in town for a Chapin Rose event, so really cool to visit with both of them. Appreciate it. Jody Eversole set that up, so Jody, appreciate that. And his money's coming. Now it's $100 instead of $50.
It's all right.
That's crazy.
I'll split it with you.
And by the way, we're not paying for the interview, by the way. That's a whole separate thing that's kind of a funny story, but I'm not going to divulge it on the air. All right. Listen, good stuff there. When we come back, let's do a quick drive time. We got to get you kind of caught up on this World Series. What the heck? Did the Bulls win? I'll ask Derek in drive time. Okay, you're just going to ruin it there. Yeah, no, they didn't. And Joe Maddon had an interesting thing he said at his introductory press conference. If you're a Cubs fan, you're going to want to hear this. So stay tuned for that. And, of course, Trev's ticket coming up into the show today. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic, Trey Wingo, and Mike Golic Jr.
To me, the concerning part of the first tweet and the reason that Major League Baseball and the Umpires Association need to have a talk with this guy is because you're not just bringing up purchasing a gun, or you're not just bringing up, there's nothing illegal about buying a gun. There's nothing illegal about buying an AR-15, but you're bringing that in conjunction with the insinuation of violence, right? You're saying, I am buying this because if you do this, you will have another civil war. To me, there is a logical insinuation of violence there, and that becomes the troubling part from a guy that, again, and this is what we're talked about, I would say to people, is this something that if you heard someone in media availability or in a press conference setting stand up and say, hey, this, would it draw some sort of reaction? Yes, it would. Major League Baseball and the Umpires Association, I think, would rightly have questions because of that.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
So guys, how many of you are guilty of using your wife or your girlfriend's shampoo in the shower? Quite a few, I imagine. Have you considered the importance of using a product designed for your hair? Yes, men's hair. After all, your hair is different. Dove Men Plus Care has created a hair care range designed to fortify men's hair and give it the care it needs to stay strong and healthy. Do your family and your hair a favor and get your own products. Dove Men Plus Care for stronger, more resilient hair. Available at Walmart.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy? Or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Stop and smell the roses in life with technology, the hustle and bustle of life, or just stress. So many factors can make life less enjoyable. Blossom Basket Florists can help take some of the stress away and make you feel better with the bouquet of their flowers in your home. The fresh smells and the vibrant colors of their flowers can put your mind at ease. It's the small wins in life that make the world a better place for each individual. So head online to blossombasket.com and place your order today.
Take your home's interior from drab to delightful with the help of Tim Donaldson and his awesome team at The Blind Man. You'll find everything from beautiful energy-efficient window fashions and draperies to fabrics, bedding, and upholstery from exceptional suppliers like Hunter Douglas, Casimir, Duralee, Fabricut, and Carol. Let The Blind Man's interior design services team help you coordinate all the elements that fit your style and budget. Call The Blind Man Hunter Douglas Gallery in Champaign today or visit cublindman.com.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
Did you know the manufacturing industry employs more than 11,700 women and men in Champaign County? Join Champaign County EDC and the Atkins Group as we celebrate National Manufacturing Day and Illinois Manufacturing Month this October. Local companies like Latania Sports Group, APL Engineered Materials, and Imprentice are opening their doors to the public for tours, and we're proud to celebrate their contribution to our local economy. To learn more and register for these tours, visit mfgday.com. That's mfgday.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise back in studio. It's always a fun day to get Al Raboski on, especially for you Cub fans, Trevor.
I could have done without it, but
Al's a fiery dude. Have you ever watched YouTube videos of him when he pitched?
Well, his name is literally the Mad Hungarian.
Yes, and he would... have you ever seen the one where if you... Everybody out there, if you get a chance tonight, YouTube Al Raboski highlights... There's one where he wants a new baseball from the umpire, and I guess he had done it like two straight times, and the umpire gets mad and like throws it over him, throws it in the center field. And like, and Al kind of looks at him like, well, what are you doing? You know, so now you've got this little tiff or riff that is going with Al and the home plate umpire. It's just, it's a funny thing. So definitely get that, get a chance to look at that. All right. We got Trev's ticket coming up bottom of the hour. It's time to drive. You boys ready?
Let's do it. Drive Time brought to you by Honda BMW Champaign. For a wide selection of new and used vehicles, check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burr, Washington Savoy, and online at drivechampaign.com.
The breaking news, the Houston Astros have fired their GM.
Assistant GM.
I'm sorry, Brian Taubman. He's the one that said the inappropriate terms, and he was talking to female reporters and basically hyping up one of the players on Houston's team that supposedly had, or maybe officially, had been arrested for domestic violence.
Yeah.
So.
Warranted.
Warranted,
seems
yeah.
like.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm not the best at that story, but that is official now. He has been fired. All right. Let's stay right there in baseball. Not great news for the Astros. They lose last night. They give up 10 runs in a game that Justin Verlander started.
Lose 12-3.
12-3. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. 12-3, that is. They 2-0 lead now in that series heading back to Washington. The big inning was the seventh inning, and Kurt Suzuki homered to get it going. And earlier in the game, guys, Suzuki was up against Verlander and actually made good contact on a ball that I thought was going to leave. But it fell short even of the warning track, and I thought to myself, man, I misread that thing horribly. I did a Acuna Jr. deal on that one. But then Suzuki comes back and homers again in the Nationals. I mean, they're on fire right now. On fire.
Absolutely. To come out 2-0 from Houston going back to Washington where it's going to be absolutely crazy. Anibal Sanchez on the mound has given up one run in almost 13 innings in the postseason.
We'll see.
Team of destiny, it looks like.
I don't think there's any doubt to that. That's one of those deals where this is a team that's going to be hard to beat now with three games at home. If you're Houston, obviously you just want to get it back to Houston. You want to do anything
Sounds
you can.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And we'll see what the Nats can continue to do against Houston. It'll be Sanchez against. Do we know who's going game three?
Greinke.
Oh, that's right. Zach
hasn't
Greinke.
Been as good.
No, he hasn't. That's why there's certain guys when they sign big contracts, I'm glad that my team doesn't sign them. And don't get me wrong, Zach Greinke is an unbelievable pitcher, but I remember when the Cardinals were kind of not in the initial sweepstakes, but when they were trading him, when Arizona was trading him and the Cardinals were kind of in on that, or you heard rumors of the Cardinals bringing in that contract. And I remember thinking to myself, I don't want him.
Yeah.
I don't think he's worth the money you pay him. And maybe he is. I don't know. I'm sure the sabermetrics or analytics or whatever, they would tell me that he is. But just from a gut feel, he's just a guy I don't feel like is worth the money you're paying him.
He's had a really good overall season. I think he's 18-5 in the regular season.
Okay.
Postseason record, 14 starts, 3-6. This Ooh. Year, 0-2 and 3 starts, ERAs over 6.
Nice. What does he make a year?
That's a good question.
Is it? It's like $35 million, isn't it? I don't think anybody's at 40 yet, right? But I was thinking that Zach Greinke makes somewhere, I know it's over 30. I'm positive. Right. I know you're efforting. Looking right now. You're efforting, and I'm sitting there just talking about it. By the way, the Phillies hired Joe Girardi as their manager. The Cubs, they officially announced a 4-year deal for David Ross. Some interesting tidbits from Joe Maddon's introductory presser, which we'll get to here in a minute. We're still efforting.
$34.5 million.
$34.5 million for Greinke. I'm sorry. That's too much. All right, Trevor, you in the room?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
For what?
Joe Maddon's introductory press conference today is, quote, my dream is beating the Cubs in the World Series. You'd be happy to get the Cubs back, right?
I was going
to
say, that kind of be my dream, too, minus the part where the Angels win.
Yeah. I think he's kind of giving a shout-out to the Cubs there, that they're going to make it back to the World Series.
That's one way to interpret it.
You should probably just dream on the Angels winning a playoff game.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, let's slow down. His press conference is kind of weird.
Was it?
And some of it may sound like sour grapes fan that just saw him leave our team. But he said that alumni, and talking about Angels players that are no longer on the team but had an impact on the organization, he said alumni are just as important for the wins on the field as the players on the field.
Oh, boy.
And I thought, what? And he said something like, the A in war should stand for alumni.
Oh, no. He didn't start going Beckman, did he?
And then he said, we're going to bunt a lot this year.
Now, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
All right, so here's the thing. In Tampa, he was seen as the most innovative sort of money ball guy out there.
Right.
And there's been an odd and somewhat quick evolution to where he's now sort of the old stereotypical crazy guy coach.
Yeah,
And I don't know when that happened, but in like a 10-year span, he's gone from, you know, a very innovative, more forward-thinking mind to a very, we're going to bunt, let's honor our former players. I don't know. It's just an interesting
transition.
You
know why? Because he knows that it works.
We use the word OSCE not just because of the word OSCE, or that it's a battle cry of the University of Illinois.
Was he drinking wine at his press conference,
probably,
or buying beer, or
I mean,
whatever?
Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, really, Joe Madden's kind of my idol.
A little bit.
Is he?
He's a Cardinals football fan. No doubt.
I mean, so, he's cashing in on an absolutely great managerial career. He's only got a 3-year deal, which is surprisingly small for a guy of his stature.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It seems to me like he's kind of just chilling in Anaheim.
Hey, man.
He's got the best player in baseball on his team.
Yep.
He's throwing out whatever theories he wants. He's going to have Mike Trout bunt, you know, whatever.
And he's got Artie Moreno or whatever his name is. There goes that guy jogging past her with his kids. I can't go walk a block.
I see him every night.
And that guy every night runs like 6 miles pushing his kids. That, every time
he's
I see him.
He's got the earbuds in. He might be listening in.
Oh, boy. Well, if he is, I want him to spin back around and run back by. I want to see if he's actually listening. But that's amazing. But, yeah, listen, I mean, Joe Madden's out there sipping wine. He'll never have a day like today. It's not going to be that cold out in Anaheim. So, I mean, he's loving life.
But, see, do you want that if you're the Angels? Do you want a guy that is just going to go chill?
No, I don't think he will, though. I don't think he will. I think he'll take his job serious. Don't you?
I don't know.
I think he'll take his job serious. I do. But I don't know. Can Anaheim win? Whatever their name is, the California Angels with Joe Rudy, can they win? Or are they so tied up in bad contracts that they can't get out of it?
They need some pitching.
They do. Frank Tanana is not coming back anytime soon.
Their three of their biggest contracts were Josh Hamilton, Pujols, which you can argue whether or not that was any good.
Well, it hadn't been great for them.
And then, unfortunately, Tyler Skaggs, who passed away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then, Shohei Ohtani's great,
yeah,
but he's been injured two of the last 3 years.
Right.
So, for them, I don't know, if they want to make a splash this year, they got to go get a Garrett Cole and something else.
Okay. All right. Real quick, Bulls lose 126-125 to the Hornets. They allowed 24 three-pointers. Got anything to say on that?
Terrible.
Sixers won.
It did.
You guys want to adopt my Sixers this year? I'll let you jump on the bandwagon.
I need to adopt somebody because the Bears aren't cutting it. I'm not really claiming the Bulls. I tuned in last night and it was
not
disappointing.
It was ugly.
Yeah. Okay.
Derek, I'm going to break some news to you. Top Illini target Andre Curbelo has canceled his visit to Oregon. I'm sure you didn't know that.
That is news.
How big is that? Can we read? Can we all read between the lines on that one? Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, decision's coming.
Okay.
It's going to be between Illinois and Miami. The crystal ball picks are flying in for Illinois.
Okay.
I have one of them. The relationship between him and Orlando Antigua is extremely strong with the family as well. I think Illinois did a great job on the visit. And usually when you're the last visit and then and another one is canceled and decision is coming, you're in the right spot. So
if you get Curbelo and Adam Miller, you are sailing right along, right? There's no bump in the road.
Yeah, exactly. Replacing Io and Andres with Adam and Andre Curbelo and still having Trent Frazier.
I want to wait to the day that it happens, if it does,
yeah,
where Curbelo says yes and Miller says yes, and then I want to break down a little bit more about their games. But Andre Curbelo, I was able to watch a little bit of his highlights, and he is a magician with the ball. You know who the last – listen, there's been great guards in between, don't get me wrong, but when I watched Quentin Snyder was the Missouri coach. What am I thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Quentin Snyder, when he was with Louisville, when I watched video of him coming out of high school, I saw the same thing. Like, the ball just did crazy stuff in his hands, and that's what I see with Curbelo. I think everybody will instantly love that kid.
Plays a little bit like Tony Parker, in my opinion.
Ooh! Okay, that's nothing wrong with that. All right, that is Drive Time. Can you wrap us up?
Drive Time is brought to you by Honda BMW Champaign. For a wide selection of new and used vehicles, check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash and Savoy and online at drivechampaign.com.
Trev's Ticket is next. But I've got to read a really cool read here in a second. You ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? ESPN 93.5 and Stephanie Pratt, the realtor who rocks the real estate market, are sending you to another rock show. This time it's Cinderella's Tom Kiefer with LA Guns live at Arcata Theater in St. Charles on Saturday, November 2nd. Plus, you'll ride with Stephanie to and from the show in a sweet limousine provided by Larry's Limousine Service. So, how do you get this, Lon? How am I the person that gets to go? Well, you got to get qualified, and right now, we're going to give you the chance to get qualified. All you have to do is text in your email address right now to 217-359-2255. 217-359-2255. If you're trying to write that down, it's 359-CALL. Text in your email address. Everyone who texts in will be put in the grand prize drawing, and we'll do that next Wednesday right here on the drive. A chance to go in a limousine with Stephanie Pratt to see Cinderella's Tom Kiefer with L.A. Guns live at Arcata Theater in St. Charles on Saturday, November 2nd. We always ask, make sure you've got that weekend free and that date free to be able to go. But that is ESPN 93.5 and Stephanie Pratt, the realtor who rocks the real estate market, getting ready to send you to another show. 359-2255. It's the drive.
This is Shane Colt from Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor is having our biggest sale of the year. Every plant in the nursery is at least 20% off, with select plants up to 50% off. These aren't merely leftover plants from the spring. We've been bringing in fresh new plants to keep the nursery fully stocked for the last big push going into winter. The best time to plant is now. Less transplant shock and less money. So come out to Country Arbor's Nursery for the best selection of trees, shrubs, and perennials. And they're all on sale. For more information and directions, go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Colt from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
Combine an elegant atmosphere with delectable dishes that seem to melt in your mouth, and you have a dining experience at Miga Restaurant in downtown Champaign. Miga Restaurant serves as the perfect place for you to relax and reward your hunger for delicious food. It's all about high-quality ingredients, freshly cooked, with care and attention. Miga Restaurant. What are you waiting for?
For the past 16 years, Salt and Light has been a place where many have found help with basic needs, but also a place of refuge. The future of Salt and Light is now in danger. Expenses associated with the launch of our Urbana location contributed to a deficit we have been unable to overcome. And without your help, this vital community resource may go away. Visit us online at saltandlightministry.org to learn how you can partner with Salt and Light in bringing help and hope to our community.
Lowe's has the supplies pros like you use most every day. And when the job demands more, we have the quantities needed for any size job at savings you can count on. Because when you buy in bulk, you'll get 30% off select in-stock insulation and get select in-stock drywall panels up to 15% off. Order at lowesforpros.com and have your order delivered to save time, or pick up in store, where our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. For the supplies you need at great savings, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cyber criminals will steal an estimated 33 billion security and private records by next year. The average cost of a data breach for a small business in North America is as high as $117,000. While these numbers can sound frightening, they don't have to be. Ease your fears by having Area-Wide Technologies come look at your setup. They'll ensure your system is secure and will give you a detailed inspection report of just how susceptible to these threats you are. Call them today at 359-8041.
Can you feel it? Football season is upon us. Whether you're road tripping to the game or throwing around the pigskin with your pals, you want to make the most of it. So make the most of it with Pennzoil Synthetic Motor Oil. It's the first motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. It's kind of like an offensive lineman. for your engine. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Hey, babe, maybe it's time to move off that sign jersey, your neon beer sign, your deer mount.
I don't want to get rid of it. It's all my past. The touchdowns I caught, the deer I hunted, the beers that I drank. All of it together is a trophy case of my finest moments.
We have a house together. It's our home, not a tribute to your past.
I just don't want it to rot away at a dump.
I'm not asking you to throw it away. I know the perfect place. Urbana Secure Self-Storage on Philo Road. A 5x5 unit starts at $57 a month. And with your military history, you get a 10% discount. Your nostalgia is safe with security and temperature control.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Oh, I played that. It doesn't matter. You've got a game day, or a game day. Are we going to go live soon again? Rutgers, right? Be next Friday, not tomorrow.
Next Friday. Yeah, we're live next Friday from the same place, Marriott Town Place.
Sweet.
For Rutgers.
Okay, that's got to be the good luck, right? And I know on Monday.
Yeah, if it's a game week at home, that means U of I Meat Sales Room, grilling and chilling, will be out here in the parking lot.
Sweet.
We had bacon cheeseburgers last time. We've had brats.
I think he's doing a breakfast pizza.
Yeah, breakfast pizza.
Oh, that's great. Everything we've had has been great.
Oh,
thin cut ribeyes. You don't want to check them out. 503 South Maryland Avenue in Urbana. They're open Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 o'clock to 5:30 p.m.
Yep.
Fridays, 8 a.m. to 1.
Sweet.
Anything you need to get you ready for your tailgates, check them out.
You know what I need? And I've got to get a hold of Ben before he comes Monday. I need more sausage.
The breakfast sausage was really good.
I don't know how I could say that that's better than ribeyes, because it's not, but I have eaten those almost every morning for about a month and a half, and that was like a $17 box.
You're crazy if you think that's better than ribeyes.
It's not, but man, in the morning, it takes you 8 minutes to fry those things, and they are delicious. There is a spice about them that I can't explain. They're so good. So that's what we got to get done, and we'll do that again on Monday. All right, we got to get to Trev's ticket here. My fault. We don't have a button for it.
Nope.
So
they will make everybody money go.
Okay, let's make everybody. Let's do this. Blitz. I'm going to go with mine, and Trevor, you and I will go quick. I got a little Pac-12 in me.
Me and you go quick. Trevor will.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yes.
You and I will go quick.
Okay.
All right, I'm starting Big Ten, though. Adrian Martinez for Nebraska. He took a lot of snaps in practice.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't announced him as the starter. I think he's going to start. They're at home against Indiana. And the weird team. Nebraska, 2-point favorites. I like, if Martinez plays, I like Nebraska doing that. They need to win. And they're at home. And that's a whole other juggernaut out there when they're at home. Take Nebraska in the points.
All right, I'm sticking to the Big Ten as well. This is a big number and should have been a bigger game than it was. Illinois ruined that, which no one around here is apologizing.
No!
Give me Ohio State minus 14.5 against Wisconsin. Ohio State's given up 2 rushing touchdowns all year. Obviously, that's Wisconsin's strength.
Yeah.
And that Ohio State offense is so tough.
Mm.
I think they hammer Wisconsin.
Okay.
I like that.
Wow. Would you have said that if Wisconsin would have beat us down?
Probably not.
Okay.
I don't know. Just
I might have. I just think Ohio State's
ridiculously good. They're so good. Good for Ryan Day. I feel bad for him. All right, Penn State at Michigan State. One more Big Ten, then I'm going Pac-12. Penn State, 6.5 favorite at Michigan State. I'm riding this Penn State thing. I'm going them, take the points, 6.5, and take the under, 44.5.
Okay.
I think Penn State, this is kind of one of those games they win like 28-17.
Lon and I are going to be locked in a battle in a minute.
Oh, battle. Oh, no! But you've been stinky smelly lately.
Yeah.
Of course, I all year have been stinky smelly.
Nah.
Take Penn State and the points. Take the under.
All right, my two ride or dies right now, Ohio State and also LSU. Joe Burrow.
The only one I want
on fire. 10.5, favored by 10.5 at home against Auburn. Bo Nix did not play well when he went to Gainesville. I don't think he'll play great when he goes to LSU. Okay. That offense is tough to stop. Stat for you quickly, Ed Orgeron, 13-1-1 against the spread against top 10 teams, wow, not named Alabama.
Okay, I like that. Wow. Man, I wanted to avoid that game, but now I've got to bet it because you said it. All right, USC at Colorado. Colorado is a 13.5-point dog at home. USC's better, don't get me wrong, but Colorado, that's a fun little atmosphere there, and this is tomorrow night. So they'll be revved up in Boulder. Take Colorado to cover that 13.5.
Okay. Going to the NFL, I don't necessarily – this one doesn't give you a great feeling in your stomach. Then again, it just kind of makes some sense. Philly plus 1.5 at Buffalo.
Ooh.
Buffalo's 5-1. They competed like heck against the Patriots. Their only loss. Other wins, though, Jets, Giants, Bengals, Titans, Dolphins.
Yikes.
Eagles need this yeah, game. They needed a game when they went to Green Bay, and they won it. Just – I don't think the Eagles are going to be out of it quite yet.
Eagles plus one is what it was?
Eagles plus 1.5 at Buffalo.
All right, last one for me, Arizona State. You know I ride that train. Lost last week. Arizona State's favorite at UCLA by 4. Take ASU. Take the points. They need to win. They're going to do it.
Okay. Herm Edwards doing things.
Herm doing some things, man.
But so is Lovie now. So.
Yeah.
All right, quickly to close out for me, I have Clippers minus 1 at the Warriors tonight. We're introducing the NBA to
like
the ticket. Beverly, Lou Williams, Kawhi, a lot's going to be on Steph Curry's plate, and Beverly's going to bother the heck out of him.
I love it.
Also, new home arena letdown syndrome that seems to happen when there's either rings or a new arena involved that the home team always loses.
So go Clippers.
And Follow Godfather owes you a beer. He was wrong last week, and this week he's saying take Bama with the points.
Take Bama with the points. All right, I'll allow him to try to make that up this week. All right,
Trevor. Expert.
All right, right now. So you better bet quickly. SMU and Houston is about to kick off. I'm taking SMU minus 14. Houston is not a good team. SMU is undefeated and 7-0 for the first time since 1992, in case you haven't noticed. SMU is really, really, really good. They got Shane Bouchel, the Texas transfer, and Reggie Robertson, his receiver, who was at one point almost an Illinois commit, then committed to West Virginia, and now transferred to SMU. Anyways, SMU minus 14, I like that.
Steve Bouchel used to play for the Rockies. Any chance that's his son?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Liberty. Minus 7.5.
That's you, right?
I'm doing this strictly for fun. Liberty at Rutgers. And Liberty is a 7.5-point favorite. Darren Rovell tweeted, it's the first time ever that a Power 5 team is an underdog at home to a team that they're paying over $1 million to
to
have come and play them. I'm just taking Liberty minus 7.5 because I just want to see what the heck happens. Okay. I have no analysis for this game.
Okay, fair enough.
Penn State, Michigan State, over. What was the number you said, Lon?
What I saw today was 44.5.
Okay, so we'll do over 44.5.
Okay.
Michigan State is known for the defense, but are they? They've given up an average of 29.3 points per game in the Big Ten.
Yikes.
And Penn State has a really good offense. I think that line is now low enough that I would actually go over.
Okay.
But I do like Penn State minus 6.5 as well. I think Penn State's rolling. This one's stinky sniffy, and for once I'm going to listen to the stinky sniffy because I've been stinky sniffy. Notre Dame plus 1 looks really stinky sniffy to me against a Michigan team that's going to be, I don't know if they're going to be disinterested, but their season is basically officially toast after losing to Penn State. Notre Dame almost beat Georgia on the road, but that's why I'm taking Michigan minus 1.
Oh, wow.
Because the stinky sniffy is taking Notre Dame plus 1, and I'm just trying to mix it up.
And
I never do this, so I'm taking Michigan at home minus 1 over Notre Dame because that's what doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Also tonight, Redskins, Vikings. The last 6 meetings between the Redskins and Vikings have gone over. I'm taking over 42 tonight between these two teams. Kirk Cousins has gone over 300 yards, and his last 3 games he's combined for 8 touchdown passes. Even though the Redskins stink, I think as long as they score twice, the Vikings will take care of the rest. I'm going over 42. Okay.
I hope that happens because I've got Dalvin Cook.
I think he's going to go nuts.
The flip side of that, I got the Minnesota defense.
So you're hoping it's like 42-0.
How about 47-0?
All right. more NFL ones. Chargers plus 4 over the Bears. This is all about the Bears and the train wreck that is Chicago for me. I think the Chargers have enough pure talent that at some point 2-5 has to at least begin regressing.
Okay.
They had a first down and goal at the 2 against the Titans. And didn't score a point and lost the game.
Put Austin Eckler back Melvin Gordon.
I hate that I can't argue with that.
Every single defeat for the Chargers, despite them being 2-5, has been by one possession.
Wow.
So I'm just taking them plus 4 because I'm glad we've got the hook and the field goal there where they could still lose by a field goal and cover. I just don't like what's going on with the Bears right now, and I'm taking the Chargers because they have pure talent.
Fair enough.
I really like this one. Chiefs plus 4.5 at Packers Sunday night. This feels like two different bad evaluations on Vegas's part. For one, the Packers-Raiders game was essentially tied at one point. Derek Carr leaps into the end zone and fumbles the ball.
Yes.
Packers go on a ridiculous, like, 28-0 scoring run. That game was a little bit closer than Aaron Rodgers throws six touchdowns and the Packers win by a billion.
Yep.
Also, I think you're a little bit over-evaluating the Mahomes injury because, A, he practiced. I don't think he's going to play this week, but, B, they tore up the Broncos, who have a good defense on the road anyways.
Yeah,
after Mahomes went off.
They did.
I just think that Kelce, an Andy Reid-led team with Kelce, a dynamic running back, Tyreek Hill, they're still going to be successful, and I think we're valuing the 6-1 Packers a little bit too much.
Okay.
I'm waiting for them to come back to earth a tiny bit, and I think the Chiefs are going to win this game outright. So Chiefs plus 4.5 on the road, I like.
You are all over the board on this week.
I'm trying to mix it up.
And I love it.
Arizona Saints over 47.
Oh.
The Cardinals overs has been something that has really been profitable this year. Here's their scoring output the last 5 weeks. 27, 23, 26, 34, 27.
Wow.
They're averaging about 30 points a game. And here's the other great part about this. The Cardinals' defense stinks.
It does.
So if the Cardinals are going to contribute an average of 30 points a game, and they're going to go and take on Drew Brees, who's back with the Saints.
Of course he's back.
It doesn't even matter if he's back or not, because they still tore up the Bears' defense last week. I like the over for Cardinals-Saints at 47. I'm kind of following in the final Godfather's
footsteps. See, I have a weird feel about this. And you know when it's your favorite team, you have a weird feel. Kyler Murray's been really good this year. I know he didn't have to pass a lot last week, because Chase Edmonds was crazy good. I have a weird feel about Kyler Murray not having a good game at all. So that could hurt your over. That could hurt your over. But I could be totally wrong, because they'll be down 14-0 in the first 2 minutes.
Right. Right.
And they'll have to be a throw.
The Cardinals offense being good and the Cardinals defense being stinky leads to a lot of overs.
Yes. We need Christian Kirk back, by the way.
All right. Finally, Seahawks -3.5. They're at the Falcons. I'm sticking a fork in the Falcons, who are 1-6. They're slipping big time. Dan Quinn said this week he has no answers.
No.
Matt Ryan limped off in the middle of the game last week.
Sprained ankle.
I'm just taking the Seahawks -3.5 here simply because the Falcons seems like one of those recipes for a just absolute train wreck of a season.
Agree.
6 in a row, they've lost. I don't think they win against a good Seahawks team. Seahawks -3.5.
Man, we gave you a lot of 18 different bets, I think, or more.
Yeah.
Including one tonight, SMU.
-14.
They got to win by two touchdowns and a field goal. Well done. Well done, my friend. All right, that is good stuff. This is a good little show.
Except for the Al bit.
Yeah.
About the Cubs.
Yeah.
That was fun. That kind of harshed my mellow.
I liked it. Hey, Illinois men's rugby coach Joe Rasmus joined us first hour. Get a chance to follow them. Go to their Facebook page, and you have a chance to win a couple of framed Illini game jerseys, or at least one of them. And their last home match of the season is this Saturday at 1 o'clock against Minnesota. And they play it. What did he call the lots?
F-23.
Okay, F-23.
Well, the far par area.
Oh,
Florida Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue kind of converge there.
I've never known that was what that was called. So, obviously, I'm a Saluki, so I didn't know that.
It's also called You Can Tailgate and Watch the Sport at the same time. A ranked team, by the way, 21st in the country.
And he was fun. Joe is from Australia. It was a fun interview.
It was.
He brought up some good things, including a battle he once had with a bird-eating spider in Australia. So you want to definitely podcast that. Also, thanks to Al Raboski, former Cardinal, now current broadcaster with the Cardinals, and Dick Zitzman, who is the agent for not only Stan Musial, but Bob Gibson, Red Shandy's, Lou Brock. That was a fun show, boys. Tomorrow, just you and I, Pipes.
Yep.
Just you and I. We'll do Who You Got, and we're going to try to get a Purdue guest on to learn about those Boilers as the Illini head that direction. We'll talk a lot about that game tomorrow. I want to break that game down tomorrow because it turns out to be a really
important
game.
Looks like it's going to be a game in the rain, my friend.
Oh, yuck. Maybe that'll change my mood about going
over. Half of Purdue's secondary is out.
Oh, really?
Rondale Moore is out.
Okay.
Elijah Sindelar is out.
Wow. We got to go. Speaking of out. The Drive.
Did you know?
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.